This is "And Still I Will Live Here," a The Witcher fanfic, written by Not Quite a Ghost and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Geralt of Rivia, Jaskier, with background Geralt Yennefer. And additional tags for post episode 6 rare species, established relationship, the mortifying ordeal of being known by a very stubborn bard. Geralt, I'm breaking up with you. Jaskier, no you're not. Author's notes. I am an absolute sucker for all the reconciliation fic, but I also think one of the most romantic things possible is knowing your partner well enough to catch them mid-relationship sabotage and say, no, no, I won't let you. And 20 years is a long time. Jaskier is definitely wise to Geralt's bullshit by then. Title, of course, from Mitski's I Will. Jaskier isn't an idiot. He knows Geralt knows that. Has, on multiple occasions, forced Geralt to admit he is actually capable and useful and, even in some respects, smarter than Geralt. See, if Jaskier lashed out in anger at Geralt, the fool, the mess of self-loathing and abandonment issues held together by scar tissue and tight leather, he would take Jaskier at face value, without question. Would swallow once, nod tightly, and leave, and do his best to avoid Jaskier until his dying day. That's why, when Jaskier is filled with broiling anger and bitter hurt, he slips off by himself and gets absolutely shit-faced, or picks a fight, or buys cheap crockery he then hurls at trees until it's dust. Because Jaskier is the one with people skills. So, yes, they've had a very shitty few days. No Roach, an extended amount of time of forced interaction with armed strangers. Yennefer, apparent innocence, apparently dying in ways Geralt can blame himself for. Really, Jaskier would be hard-pressed to think of a series of events possible of winding Geralt up anymore. He had thought, naively, that they would at least get back down the damned mountain before he had to wind Geralt down again. As if Yennefer of Thrice-Damned Vengerberg can ever walk away from a situation without having burnt the whole of it to the ground and salted that knoll. If life could give me one blessing, Geralt snarls, it would be to take you off my hands. And really, Jaskier isn't an idiot. Was standing just here, unwilling audience to Yennefer taking out her own grief on the nearest target, and while he's long run out of patience for playing mediator to that disaster, he isn't going to sit by and let Geralt cope with one of his lovers pushing him away by taking the initiative and pushing the other away first. Honestly, the nerve of it! He can't hold it against him, he knows, but as if he would ever willingly leave. It's been 20 years. What would he even do? Geralt, though, is in no state for sharp reminders of which of them gets to call the shots about the state of their relationship, and which of them once nearly lost a leg to his stubborn determination he was better off alone. Anger is coming off Geralt's impalpable waves. Jaskier, then, nods, says, right, I'll just go back to camp then, if that's how it is. And then does. Walks away, packs up their things, and figures the time it will take to get back to Roach will be long enough for Geralt to cool off and remember he has all the people skills of a rotten turnip, and Jaskier has saved his life at least 4 times, and is also the only person in the entire continent willing to sleep with a man actively bleeding from multiple wounds. Jaskier lost the argument about waiting until Geralt's gaping gashes had at least scabbed over before they fuck. And he'll be damned if he loses this one, too. When Geralt makes it back to Roach, Jaskier is sat on the ground at her feet, sharpening a dagger and humming to himself as if Geralt had only been gone an hour to hunt their dinner. Geralt stops short, runs back through the journey, the fight, tries to work out when Yen started to fuck with his head. After she left? Before? He knew he shouldn't have stayed in her bed. Not the best start to an apology, Jaskier calls, one eyebrow raised. Not that I was expecting much, mind. But really, Geralt, I'm not one of the witch's tricks. Do you truly think so little of me? Geralt has absolutely no idea what's happening. Jaskier lets out a sigh, heavy and put upon, and gets to his feet, closes the distance between them. The expression on his face lends no credence to him not being one of Yennefer's tricks. How long have we known each other? He asks, and doesn't give Geralt space to answer. This is a lecture. Geralt's input isn't often required. How many times now have I sewn you back together? How many evenings have I passed up women, men, and coin to spend in your bed? How long has it been since I spent a night away from you? He does pause then, and with meaning. Geralt still doesn't speak. His throat is caught. If you're truly sick of my company, Jaskier continues, tone softening, face softening, then tell me to go, and I will. But not when whatever tear in you Yennefer's carved this time is still bleeding. Fuck. Because I know you, you fool of a witcher. And I believe I've made my stance on your self-sabotaging tendencies very clear. Fuck. The ways Yennefer cuts him, Geralt knows to expect, but fuck! Jaskier slicing him open always catches him off guard. He's so gentle. Geralt aches. This isn't a trick. This would be far easier if it were a trick. There you are, Jaskier says, soft, fond. He steps yet closer, brings a hand up to tuck a lock of hair behind Geralt's ear, cups his jaw. Geralt has no hope of holding back his shudder. You really think you could be rid of me that easy? Geralt bites his tongue. Nothing he can think of to say would do anything but insult Jaskier's intelligence, or give Jaskier cause to slap him. He leans forward instead, to press their foreheads together. Brings his own hand up to rest on Jaskier's chest, over his heart. Closes his eyes. I do still expect an apology, you know. The words fall from Geralt's mouth, with an ease directly proportional to the ease Jaskier let him in his space. I'm sorry. And? His throat catches again. No matter how well Jaskier can play the strings of him, the words he demands always stick. I shouldn't... I was... I won't... do it... again. Jaskier huffs and presses a kiss to his temple. I'm not asking for promises you can't keep, sweetheart. Damn it, he should never have fallen in bed with a wordsmith. Jaskier wields endearments like weapons, and the noise Geralt makes is as if he was stabbed. Another kiss. Geralt can't bear it. Darling, darling, it's okay. I have you. I've got you. I'm not going anywhere. Distantly, Geralt is aware of them sinking to the floor. Of Jaskier gathering Geralt close to his chest. Closest, tugging his face to the curve of his neck, running a hand over Geralt's back. Geralt's chest is tight. His throat is tight. His eyes sting. He's shaking and he can't stop. And Jaskier smells of his expensive oils, of home. And Jaskier sings. I will take good care of you. I will take good care of you. Eventually, Geralt pulls away, wipes his face, casts about for his dignity. Sees the look on Yasgur's face. Tries not to immediately fall to pieces again. Not to lord it over you, Yasgur says, voice still so fucking soft. But we could have done that days ago, and traveled back here together. I had to catch my own food, you know. Geralt makes a noise, a grunt, with the harshness sanded off. And to be clear, if you ever say anything like that to me again, I will stab you. I mean it. I'll use your sword, and I know where all your scar tissue isn't. Yasgur huffs. And next time I see Yennefer, I will likely need you to stop me doing something foolish. You won't stab Yen. No, I won't, because she's the most powerful mage on the continent, and you've already got a monopoly on recklessly baiting her. Geralt harumphs. Yasgur just laughs, the bastard. Why does Geralt like him? Yasgur slides a hand into his hair, and finally kisses him. Geralt fists a hand into his shirt and pretends all the tension in him hasn't instantly melted. They're a long way off now, the rumors of a job Geralt was planning on chiseling up next. Low on supplies, too. But he's barely begun to run through what he knows of nearby towns before Yasgur makes an aggrieved noise and moves his mouth away just long enough to say, "Planning later! Kissing now!" And, well, the brief journey alone wasn't the best, and Yasgur tastes so sweet. He hums to hear Yasgur gasp, and begins to work at Yasgur's shirt. The end. Athas Nuts. Lyrics Yasgur sings, of course, also from Mitski's I Will. Not to imply that in-universe Yasgur wrote a Mitski song about Geralt, but yes, actually, exactly to imply that.